is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Guyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Guyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Guyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Our site tonight is Fort Loramie. This evening's game is the biggest of all contests in this part of the state on this Saturday evening, and just might be the biggest D4 game statewide. Marion Local at Fort Loramie, two high-powered clubs, which could very well meet again in the regional tournament. Fort Loramie 16-1 overall, 7-1 in the Shelby County League. Marion Local 12-3 on the season, 5-0 unbeaten in the MAC. And Fort Loramie will be tested tonight. We saw Fort Loramie finally lose one, Chuck, after reeling off a string of 15 straight wins. Anna did a number on Fort Loramie in overtime at Anna. Marion Local has lost three times this year. In fact, the Flyers dropped two of their first four games back when they were trying to get the basketball legs under.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, back when they were trying to get the feel for the hardwood and no longer the gridiron. And since December the 29th, Marion Local's lost just once. That was to Anna at home by a score of 53-49. Marion Local is on a string of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight wins. And there's no hotter team in the area in Division IV basketball right now than Marion Local. It's a club blessed with good size, 6'6", 6'4". Nathan Bruns, 19 points a game in his last six outings, is the 6'6 young man. Off the bench comes a 6'4", a 6'3". This Marion Local team has had five different players drain threes in the last 2 weeks. Marion Local posing a lot of threats for Fort Loramie tonight.
Well, they've got size, they've got quickness, They're athletes. They're almost all football players.
Yep.
They're used to winning. They win state championships every year in football. And this year they're kind of taking it onto the hardwood. Now they've had some good teams in the past, but this might be their best one they've had in a while.
Dylan Braun, 17 points a game for Fort Loramie. He's been the go-to guy for the Redskins. Tyler Siegel in the middle has been outstanding. 13 points a game, 8.5 boards. For the first time all year, Chuck, we thought we saw maybe a little bit of deer in the headlights late in the game of Fort Loramie versus Anna. This Fort Loramie team has been well composed all season long, extremely well connected at the defensive end. I think tonight's game is going to be one where each club wants to value the ball, take precious care of it, maximize good shots when they do have possession. My gut feeling is probably low 50s will win this game. Last night against Minster, Marion Local stormed for 70. Against Minster, that was a 33-30 game at the half. 6'8", Jared Schulte didn't play for Minster. And Marion Local pulled ahead, won big time. And Marion Local's done it with defense in the last 2 weeks, beating Fort Recovery 39-38. Flyers scored 10 points in the second half and held on to win the game. So Marion Local has done it every which way imaginable so far. But as we know, Fort Loramie is going to be a tough out here tonight. Redskins will be a tough out in the tournament. Evan Burning, I think, is a key. You like his play, too. He needs to penetrate, make things happen in the paint, and then give the ball up to Tyler Siegel and Austin Siegel, who do damage down low.
Well, this is a game that you think in the back of your mind as a coach, there's a good chance I'm going to see this team again down in Kettering. So I don't know if you hold anything back at this point,
right?
But you're still looking for seeding, and Fort Loramie's pretty much got the number one seed wrapped up.
Yeah,
at Piqua. But Loramie, you're right. Evan Burning getting to the rim is the key, because when he gets into the lane, people collapse. He is great at finding the open man.
Yeah.
That's where Tyler Siegel gets a lot of his points. And if you don't pick him up, he gets to the rim, and he likes to score in traffic.
Marion Local Flyers are as physical a team as Fort Loramie will face all year, no doubt about it. You can bet that the visiting club tonight will try to guard Dylan Braun out of the arc with as much length as possible and jostle him a little bit, body him up, make him uncomfortable. As Dylan Braun goes, so often the Redskins go. Of course, Evan Burning is so important to getting looks for the big guys on the inside. But I think Dylan Braun has to come up big. He's got to make a few three balls here at home in order for Fort Loramie to beat Marion Local.
Yeah, he's one of those players that they don't come along very often. When he goes up and shoots a three, you're surprised if it doesn't go in.
Yep.
And that's how good a shooter he is. And, boy, when he gets on a streak, he is almost unstoppable. Somebody else we don't talk enough about, I don't think, is Nathan Ratterman. He comes off the bench, and that kid can shoot the basketball. He plays very good defense. He's a good rebounder. He's an impressive basketball player and a really good sixth man for the Redskins.
Nick Randowee, the fifth man. Nathan Ratterman, the sixth man. If they make shots, and they'll get open looks because the defense is going to shade to Braun and Burning some as well, along with Tyler Siegel in the middle. But Rodderman and Brandewee will get shots. If they knock down those good looks, that makes Fort Loramie extra special. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com, presenting this clash between Marion Local and Fort Loramie here at the Redskins Gym. American Architectural Glass from right here in Fort Loramie. Thank you, Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. See the new Dodges, Chrysler Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's on Dawson Road. Phone 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. And M&A Muffler and Tires, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. And the next storms are just around the corner, perhaps one overnight tonight into tomorrow, and then again on Tuesday, Wednesday. So think about M&A Muffler and Tires, the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loraman. In addition, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, big shout-outs to them. Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. We say hello to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Same fine menu. Superb, high-quality food continuing under new management. Congratulations, Carl Arns, who has taken on Brookins in Fort Loramie after 12 years of outstanding service offered by Joyce and Dale Barhorst. Kudos to Carl Arns at Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Don't forget at the Troy Frisch's, kids eat free on Friday nights from 5 to 8 during the month of February. That's at the Troy Frisch's. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. And the in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it is out of this world. And also a big thank you, a lot of gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Starting lineups and the tip, Fort Loramie, Marion Local, in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It is standing room only, sellout night here at Fort Loramie. Full house, not a seat to be had, and we are the only live medium covering this game tonight, webcasting on scorersbroadcast.com, Marion Local at Fort Loramie, and it should be an outstanding game. We've had a string of thrillers here on scorersbroadcast.com. Getting underway a little early. We'll tip before 8 o'clock. We got started plenty early this afternoon. In fact, before 2, for the Botkins and a girls game. Anna Rockets won it by a score of 40-20. Meanwhile, today, right here at the Fort Loramie Gym, the Redskins girls earned the Shelby County League Championship by defeating Jackson Center. And Fort Loramie girls now have a two-game lead over Rushi in the loss column with one to play. They meet on Thursday in what will turn out to be a meaningless game. Congratulations to Carla Siegel and the Fort Loramie Redskins, who with a win on Thursday, Chuck, will go unbeaten in Shelby County League action here in 2017-18.
Well, another league win, another first seed in the sectional tournament.
Yep.
That's what you come to expect with Fort Loramie basketball and Carla Siegel.
Oh, yeah. Fort Loramie Redskins under head coach Corey Britton being introduced at the moment. Nick Randowee starts at guard. He is a 6'2" sophomore. Evan Burning, a 6'1" senior, also in the opening five, 9 points a game, a little over five assists a game. Dylan Braun, 17 plus a game, 6'1" senior on the front line. Austin Siegel, who is a 6'2" senior, 6 points a game. And Tyler Siegel, 6'7", 14 points a game in the middle. For the Marion Local Flyers, Nathan Bruns, 6'6", 205, a junior, averaging 17 points a game over his last five. Nick Tangeman at a forward, 6'4", a junior, 185-pounder. Tyler Mesher, 6'2", a senior, starting at a wing. In the backcourt, Tyler Pringer, 6 feet tall, a senior, and he is joined by Matt Reithman, 5'9", and a junior. That's the opening five for Marion Local. Opening tip to start the game, featuring Bruns and Tyler Siegel, and it's slapped around into backcourt, handled there by Matt Reithman of Marion Local. Reithman at 5'9", engineers the offense, goes to Bruns deep in the left corner, posting up in the lane is Tangeman. Back out on the arc to Tyler Mesher. Mesher, 6'2", 240, listed in the program, solid as a rock. Bruns straight away, gets Burning into the lane, fades, and hits the 10-footer. It bounced off the front ring, then kerplunk, it fell right through. 2-0 start for Marion Local. Fort Loramie enters the half court. Far right side, it's Burning. Hits the cutter, Braun. Braun was shoved in the back, goes to the rim, left it short, no good. There was no whistle, rebound down to Marion Local. Here come the Flyers, quickly into the forecourt, into Mesher. He goes opposite, right corner to Pringer. Pringer into the post, turnaround jump shot, Tyler Mesher rimmed. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Here comes Burning on the quick dash. Farrell's in from the right wing, leaves a runner short. Rebound Marion Local. Two close-in shots for the Redskins. Barely caught iron. Marion Local attacking again, up 2-0. Deep in the left corner, it's Tyler Pringer. Hit the elbow on the left. He jumps, shoots, and cans it. 4-0 Flyers. Burning up the floor for Fort Loramie, which has gotten near the rim twice but hasn't finished. Good switch off out front by Marion Local. Dylan Braun's got the ball 25 feet away. Hits the cutter, Tyler Siegel, baseline right. His fadeaway deflected by Bruns. Flyers get the ball, leading 4-0. Cross court, Reithman to Bruns. A long launch, a three, way short. Rebound, Austin Siegel. No, it's Brandowee who reached up the spirit. He took a bump and a foul common against Marion Local. At 6'6", Chuck, we've seen already Nathan Bruns not shy about throwing up the long one seconds ago. He tried a three from well beyond the arc.
All right, and he also blocked a shot down there, which is pretty impressive on Tyler Siegel.
He does a little bit of everything. We've seen it already from Nathan Bruns of the Flyers. 4-0, Marion Local. Deep in the right corner, Brandowee. Cross-court pass to Braun. Braun jacks up the three ball. It hit the flange, no good. Rebound ricochets to Reithman and Marion Local. Long pass deep in the left corner, Pringer. Pringer shoots a 15-footer, no good. Long rebound out to Mesher. He tries from 10, short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun down inside to Tyler Siegel. Bruns on the overplay, and he tips it out of bounds. We played 2 minutes, 25 seconds. Marion Local 4, Fort Loramie nothing. Both teams extremely well connected defensively. Chuck, you've got to like what you've seen from the Flyers at the defensive end. Here is the inbounds pass to Braun. Braun to Tyler Siegel. Tyler Siegel barges right down the lane, banks it in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Marion Local, near interception at the timeline, but burning out of bounds to the Flyers.
I'm not sure how that shot by Siegel didn't stay in.
No, it was below the cylinder and snapped out. So far, Fort Loramie is zip for four. We played nearly 3 minutes. Straight away with the ball, Tyler Mesher for Marion Local. Goes baseline right to Nick Tangeman, the 6'4 junior, and either traveled or stepped on the inline. Turnover goes to Loramie, which tied up Tangeman, and the Redskins benefit from the arrow. 4-0 Marion Local. Fort Loramie's gotten some pretty good looks, has not connected. Out high, Tyler Siegel behind the screen, left flank, it's Dylan Braun. Braun motions, still instructs. Fakes the pass to the right, goes to Evan Burning deep in the left corner. He tries a drive on Tangeman, then pitches it back out to Braun. To Burning, down inside to Siegel. Overplaying again as Bruns, but he is guarding too tightly, and it's a foul. Common, baseline, right of the basket. Fort Loramie will throw it inbounds. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. It is 4-0 in favor of Marion Local. Colin Everman, 6'1 senior, on the floor now for Bruns for the Flyers. And Austin Siegel is replaced by Eli Rosengarten of Fort Loramie. Eli, a 5'10 junior. Redskins inbound it, then rotate the ball from right to left. And Tyler Siegel, short corner, left baseline, leans into a Marion Local defender who hacks down while Siegel is shooting, and Tyler is awarded two. Fort Loramie's free throw shooting at about the 70% mark a month ago has slipped to between 67 and 68 now. Tyler Siegel drills the foul shot. Fort Loramie's on the board. 4-1 Marion Local. 4:41 to go first quarter. Second shot by Tyler. It's away. Swish. He hits them both. That's a good sign for the Redskins. Postman Tyler Siegel knocks down a couple foul shots. Fort Loramie still without a field goal. Marion Local advancing it from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Nathan Bruns back on the floor. He's got the ball out high. Outside the arc on the right, Tyler Pringer used a screen, didn't shoot. Gave it up straight away to Colin Everman. Everman, foul line, into the lane. Cross-court pass, deflected by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins got a piece of it. Maybe the Flyers did too. The officials will converge. Let's see what's been called. It may stay with Marion Local. I think that's going to be the ruling.
I think it's going to be. It should be. The pass was deflected. No one else touched it.
No question. The Redskins got a hand on it.
Oh, they're not going to change
it. And the call is not modified. It stays with Fort Loramie. I'm surprised.
Well, if nobody actually saw it, they can't change it.
Here comes Burning to the timeline for the Redskins, who are down 4-2. We played 4 minutes. And it looks like our pre-game prognostication, Chuck, about a lower scoring game is going to be true. Just 6 points in over 4 minutes. Out high, Tyler Siegel whips a pass down inside to Burning below the rim, shot fake, and then he fumbles it away out of bounds.
Wow, he did a good ball fake, was getting ready to shoot a layup and just lost it.
3:50 left to go opening period, 4-2 Marion Local. The Flyers defense is as advertised. Marion Local has won very low-scoring games in the last few weeks against the likes of Wapakoneta and Fort Recovery, two high-quality clubs. Outside the arc right wing, it is Tyler Pringer. Pringer hands off to Mesher. Mesher on a weave to Colin Everman. He goes baseline, looks inside, can't find anybody. Goes opposite to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one gunned up there by Everman. No, hit the rim, backboard, came off to Randowee. He hustles down the floor for Fort Loramie. Hits the trailer, Tyler Siegel. He goes around Bruns, missed it short, got it back, feeds a teammate. Rosengarten to the basket, got it. And would you believe that? A substitute off the bench, Eli Rosengarten, gets the Redskins' first field goal.
That was a nice job by Tyler Siegel to find him rolling down the lane because he was under the basket. He had no shot.
Right. Game tied at 4. Marion Local, 3 ball, deep right corner. Yes, a bomb. Colin Everman pumps it home. 6-1 senior lights it up. No sooner did Fort Loramie draw even, Marion Local went right back ahead. Here's Brandewey carving out space in the lane. Now to Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Dylan Braun. Braun goes baseline around Bruns. Bruns might have tagged him again. If so, that's foul number 2.
Yeah, he was standing straight up that time. I'm not sure that they called it on Albers, but standing straight up, he was not in a defensive position to defend that time.
So 6'6 Justin Albers and 6'6 Nathan Bruns, who are on the floor right now at the same time for Marion Local, each has a foul. 2:25 to go first quarter. 7-4 Marion Local. Baseline right, burning inbounds, hits Austin Siegel in the paint. There's a scrap for the loose ball. Albers got a piece of it. Picked up by Nathan Roderman in the left corner, though, for Fort Loramie. Back out to Burning. Burning probes the middle, right in front of the basket. He scores. Barging into the lane went Burning for 2.
That was strong because he got hit twice.
Yep, sure was. Could have been a 3-point chance at the strike. Oh, here's Marion Local entering nicely from the left corner. Inside to Bruns. Passes up the shot. Feeds to Matt Rethman. And then Rethman hands off to a teammate, Bruns, who overshoots from 9 feet. And Fort Loramie comes away with the board. Redskins down a point. Burning at the foul line. Looks for Braun on the back cut. He catches below the rim. He's up strong with it and puts it through. Bruns didn't want to commit a second foul, did he?
That was a tougher shot than the hitting a 3 right there.
Exactly. 8-7, Fort Loramie's first lead, as Burning and Braun produce hoops down inside on drives to the goal. Flyers have it far left flank. It's Tyler Mesher handing off to Albers. Albers goes baseline right to the 3-point shooter. It's Rethman, who is shy of the mark. It glanced off the rim into the hands of Roderman for Fort Loramie. Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior, has seen action already, as has Eli Rosengarten. Here's Braun on the arc, fakes right, goes left. Spin move in the lane, he's doubled. Dumps it off to Austin Siegel, back to Braun. Fadeaway 3, pass to Rethman. Rethman's got it, Rosengarten picks him up. Half minute to go, first quarter. 8-7 Redskins. Near side to Nick Tangeman. Now to Bruns, Burning on him. Runs to the foul stripe, steps back, fades, way short on the 18-footer. Didn't catch iron. Rebound easy.
Your glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architecture Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, great pricing and financing always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. We start the second quarter, a foul line jump shot, swish by Tyler Mesher of Marion Local, and the Flyers are back out on top 9-8. That's Geyer's. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too, GAIERSInc.com. Well, Fort Loramie trying to solve the Marion Local defense. Some good passing once again as Burning delivers to Austin Siegel. He's got a 2-footer point-blank range. He puts it in, and Fort Loramie's back in the lead, 10-9. Marion Local goes beneath the basket in tight quarters, a couple passes, then to Bruns on the arc. Straightaway handled by Tyler Pringer. Foul line Mesher again, and hits again. 6'2", 240-pound senior Tyler Mesher displaying very nice touch. 11-10 Flyers. Left corner, Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Veers to the right. Goes straight away to Austin Siegel. Right wing Vernon. Baseline cut off. Hits the cutter. Tyler Siegel. Left it short with the left hand. Rebound Marion Local. Here comes Rethman down the floor. Fires cross court to Tangeman. Deep in the right corner, Bruns. Looks inside. Mesher going up strong against Tyler Siegel. Left it short. Got it back. Blocked by Siegel into the hands of Burning of Fort Loramie. 6:25 to go in the second. 11-10 Flyers. Brandewey on the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Right down the pike to the rim with the left hand. Beautifully done by Nick Brandewey, who saw a crease and took advantage. 12-11 Redskins. 6:09 to go. Second quarter. It's back and forth. We've had several lead changes in the last 3 minutes of playing time. Deep in the right corner, Tangeman. Top of the circle, Mesher. Left flank, it goes to Rethman. Screen set by Bruns. Rethman behind the screen in the corner of the floor. Hands to Bruns at the foul stripe. 25 feet away, Nick Tangeman. Looks inside for Mesher. Tried to post up against Tyler Siegel. Then flips it back out straight away to Tyler Pringer. Good, tight, well-connected man-to-man by Fort Loramie. Bruns in the left corner, being guarded by Evan Vernon. On top, it's Tangeman. Austin Siegel on him. To Bruns at the short corner, open from 10, sinks it, and we've got a push-off below the basket against the Redskins on the made shot. Marion Local up 1, 13-12. Flyers will get the ball out of bounds. Marion Local worked long and hard for that baseline J from Nathan Bruns. And inbounding left of the basket is Marion Local. It is Albers, Justin Albers, 6'6 senior off the bench. Pitches on the arc to Pringer, to Rethman in the corner. Straight away it's Pringer. Ball rotated to Bruns. In the corner, goes cross court, skip pass, Pringer, and he hurls up a three. It clanged off the rim. Long rebound midcourt. Tip by Marion Local. Fort Loramie gets it. Here come the Redskins down one. Burning, shake and bake move all the way to the rack. He's got it. Wow. What a super drive by Evan Burning as he put on the afterburners there. Here is Mesher down the floor for Marion Local. Barrels into the lane. It rolls off. No good. Rebound Redskins. Rosengarten on the arc. Goes to Burning in the left corner. Fort Loramie up one. Burning wants to drive again. Has an open player. Rosengarten, a good look from three. Short. Rebound Marion Local. Here comes Rethman down the floor. Two on one break. Hands off on the play to Bruns. He lost it out of bounds. Redskins possession.
Well, they're running up and down the floor, and that's only the third turnover by each team. There's three total. Marion has two. Loramie has one.
And in the first football game ever between the two, Redskins have made two extra points and lead it 14-13. I wonder when that day will come, Fort Loramie, Marion Local in football. Doubt that
for Fort Loramie's sake, I hope not real soon.
Here's a long three by Dylan Braun. It is no good off the heel. Long rebound, Burning. Burning drives and puts it through. Evan Burning has got a nose for the basket again tonight. Redskins had their biggest edge, 3 points, 16-13. Now Fort Loramie and Marion Local would have to be in the same divisions and meet in the playoffs in order for them to tangle on the gridiron. Here's Mesher in the post for Marion Local. Bothered on the play by Tyler Siegel. Lost it momentarily. Juggled, got it back. Passed it away. Then it was thrown right back to Tyler Mesher. 15-footer short. Rebounds on the floor. Tyler Mesher everywhere. He scooped it up and is fouled. That was the Tyler Mesher show for about 15 seconds.
Tyler Siegel just stood and watched that rebound that time. I think we're going to see him come sit for a minute.
He sure did. 3:43 to go, second quarter, 16-13. Fort Loramie leads by three. Tyler Mesher, two foul shots coming for the Flyers, and he swishes the first. Line changes for both teams. Carter Mesher on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Austin Siegel back in. Nathan Roderman out there as well. The five for Marion Local. Mesher, Tangeman, Pringer, Colin Everman back on the court. Foul shot, Tyler Mesher again, and he connects twice. Nathan Bruns on the court as well for Marion Local. Jack Meaning checks in, 6'1 senior. The two free throws made by Mesher of the Flyers make it a 16-15 game for Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go, second quarter. on the arc. Carter Mesher on a weave to Dylan Braun. Dylan yet to sink one from long range. Handoff on the play to Carter Mesher down the left side of the lane. Oh, what a pocket pass. Low in the right to Austin Siegel. Blocked from behind by Bruns. A long lead out to a teammate. It's Tyler Pringer to the rack. Crammed from the rear by Fort Loramie. Who got a mid on that one, Chuck?
That's a real hustle play by Carter Mesher.
Carter Mesher came out of nowhere to spoil that play for Marion Local, which is down one, 16-15. 3:12 to go, second quarter. Here's Bruns, low in the right. He's double-teamed.
Wow.
Turns against Brandewee and Roderman and banks it in from 8 feet. Strong move by Bruns. 17-16, Marion Local with four straight points. Dylan Braun passes right corner. Austin Siegel back to Dylan. On Braun is Nick Tangeman, 6'4" junior. Ball fed to Brandewee through the lane. Deep right corner, it goes to Mesher. Down to Brandewee, 20 feet out. And Marion Local nearly fights the ball free. It's on the deck. Braun gets it. Marion Local does fight that one free and recovers. It's Braun, or I should say Bruns, on a 3-on-2 break down the floor. Missed it, got it back, and scores. And he's fouled by Fort Loramie. Feisty defense by Marion Local really set that play up.
Yeah, they clawed it away about three different times.
And the Flyers have reeled off six in a row to lead 19-16 with 2:29 to go here in the second quarter. And Bruns is at the strike, trying to finish off the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And he buries it, 20-16, Marion Local, which has tallied seven successive points. Here's Burning, top of the circle, zips right by Tangeman, low on the left of Austin Siegel. He puts it in and he's fouled. Great head fake by Austin.
And just as importantly, got the second foul on Bruns.
Number two on Bruns, and quickly a substitution. Justin Albers in for Marion Local. Austin Siegel at the stripe for the Redskins. 20-18, Marion Local. Austin off the line by a couple feet, gets the ball from the official, steps to the charity mark, eyes the basket, and rimmed it, no good. Rebound yanked down by Albers of Marion Local, which is up two. Forecourt right to Matt Rethman, 25 feet away. Rosengarten on him. Outside the arc, left wing, it's Pringer. Behind the screen, Rethman. Rethman hangs on, comes near side to Pringer. Deep right corner, Bruns. Burning has that assignment. Ball rotated around the arc, handled by Tyler Mesher. Bruns, ball high overhead, straight away. A minute 50 to go, first half. 20-18, Marion Local leads. Here's Mesher, here's Pringer. Now Mesher, straight away. They look inside for Bruns, who motions for Albers to catch. Outside the arc on the left, it's Rethman. He dives into the lane, back to the basket, gets out of the lane, passes to Bruns. The weave is on, it goes to Tangeman. Back to Bruns, low on the right, good ball reversal. Layup in by Mesher. Marion Local worked long and hard, diligent offense, it paid off. 22-18 Flyers, 1:16 to go first half. Here's Braun, baseline right, Tyler Siegel on top to Braun. Braun has been choked off behind the arc so far in this game. 25 feet away, it's Rosengarten. Now to Burning, Burning between the rings. Fakes left, goes right to Braun, 1 minute left, first half. Dylan gets a screen from Tyler Siegel who rolls, passes to Austin, he muffed it, got it back. Hand off to Burning. 50 seconds remaining first half. Burning cross court to Rosengarten. Starts to drive into the lane. He's at the elbow on the right. Inside to Tyler Siegel. Good shot fake around Bruns, who doesn't want to pick up number two. And Tyler Siegel banks it home.
I want to pick up number three. He's up two.
That's what I meant. He's got two.
Yeah.
And a third.
He just let him go. Once he caught the ball, he just went in for the layup.
And Bruns did not want to foul for the third time in the first half. 22-20 Flyers. Good pressure defense by Fort Loramie out at the midcourt stripe, and Marion Local can't hang on. Flyers lost the handle out of bounds to the Redskins, who have a chance for the last two or three points of the second period. Brun sits down. He came so close to getting a third. He's on the bench for the last 18 seconds of the first half. 40 feet away is Burning. Clock says 12-11, baseline left. Tyler Siegel wide open. He catches and flushes it. A dunk by Siegel. 6 seconds to go, second quarter. A long three by Albers. Yes! A 26-footer by Albers of Marion Local beats the buzzer. Oh, a great play by Fort Loramie in the half court. A slam, jam, dunk by Tyler Siegel, who was whipped a perfect pass by, I think, Evan Burning. But then Marion Local didn't drop their heads. The Flyers came down the floor, found Justin Albers, the 6'6 forward, open, head of the key. In fact, a good two or three steps behind the top of the circle, and he swished it just before the buzzer. 25-22, Marion Local by three over Fort Loramie here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
Well, we are very privileged here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com to witness a very fine performance by the Pop Rocks, a young girls dance gymnastics skip rope team from Troy, which, Chuck, I was privileged to see between the Butler-Purdue Indiana Notre Dame games at the Pacers Arena back in early December. And they're performing here tonight at the half of the Fort Loramie Marion Local game, which finds Marion Local leading by 3-25-22 after that three-point shot from Justin Albers, which beat the buzzer. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's is family owned. It's built a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road. Phone 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Flyers lead the Redskins by three. There were six lead changes in that first half. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was three at 16-13. Marion Local came back strong to finish the first half and lead it by three themselves. 25-22, Flyers had a run of seven straight during one stretch late in that second quarter. Chuck, good ball game. We expected one, and we got it.
This is kind of what we thought we were going to see, 25-22 at the half.
Yep.
Not a shock there in the least. Marion's got a 15-11 rebounding advantage, 5-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie's going to do a better job of keeping them off the second half points. Two turnovers by the Redskins, the Flyers three. Marion Local made all three of their free throws. Loramie was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. The Flyers led in scoring by Nathan Bruns with 9. They got 8 from Tyler Mesher. Then they got 3 each from Albers. And and Everman, and they got a two from Pringer. They scored 7 and 18, 25 for the first half. Lormy led in scoring by Burning with 6 and Tyler Seeger with 6. They got 4 from Austin Siegel and then 2 each from Brandwee, Braun, and Rosengarten. They scored 8 and 14. Trail of 25-22 at the half.
Dylan Braun with a drive to the basket for Fort Loramie. He's gotten free for, I think, 3 long three-pointers, but Marion Local's had a hand right in his face, and Dylan has not made one from outside the arc and has been limited to just the 2 points here in the first 2 quarters. That's important.
He's had a couple of good looks. They're just not going down. But he's a streaky shooter. If he gets on a roll, he's going to be tough to handle. But that shot by Albers came down and hit that big three at the half. Dunked by Siegel, got the crowd across the way going crazy. And that three silenced them and made the blue and gold go crazy on this side. That gave them a little bit of a momentum run at the half, the Flyers.
It's a full house here at Fort Loramie. Red and black across the way and to our right, to our left, and back up in the left-hand corner. A lot of blue and gold, as Chuck noted. It's a fine game. We thought it would be in the low 50s at the finish. We're on course for that. Marion Local 25, Fort Loramie 22 at the break. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. It's your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, back here at Fort Loramie, where the Marion Local Flyers hold a slim 3-point lead over the Fort Loramie Redskins, 25-22. We're 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. LaCal Equipment now brings you our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a couple of cheerleaders being recognized by LaCal Equipment. From Fort Loramie is junior cheerleader Emily Austin, daughter of Jamie and Barb. 4.0 student is Emily. Participates in volleyball, plays the trumpet in band, history club, Spanish club, serves mass at St. Michael's Church, and also the National Honor Society. She would like to pursue the medical field. For Marion Local, junior cheerleader Rachel Bergman, daughter of John and Julie, again, a perfect 4.0 GPA. She is a church lector, takes part in math and science clubs, and participates in the National Honor Society. She'd like to study engineering in college. Emily Austin, junior cheerleader at Fort Loramie. Rachel Bergman, junior cheerleader at Marion Local, recognized by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A very good start to the third quarter for Fort Loramie. Good entry pass from the right corner. Tyler Siegel caught the ball in the lane. One extra pass by the Redskins to Austin Siegel, who made a reverse layup down low, and it's 25-24. Flyers up one. Here's a baseline jumper by Nathan Bruns, a Marion local. It's a high arching floater from 15. Off the iron, no good. Weak side rebound, Braun. Down the floor to Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Burning. Cross court to Nick Brandewey. Shot fake from three-point land. Then he dribbles back out on top. Coming out to catch Austin Siegel to Burning. Good rotation into Tyler against Bruns with two fouls. Hook shot short. Look at that offensive stick back. Austin Siegel going to work. He's having a fine night for the Redskins.
He's got eight. And I'll tell you what, he's working hard down on the offensive end.
26-25. Fort Loramie in the lead by one. Four straight points by Austin Siegel. Opening up play here in the third quarter. Bruns left baseline. Spin move back to the basket. Goes on top to Tyler Mesher. Down inside to Bruns. Bruns turns, loops it up from 10. Short, no good. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Braun. Braun up the floor to Burning. Redskins trying to make a move and establish momentum. Austin Siegel out high. Goes right flank to Braun. Whips a pass into Tyler Siegel. He's belted from the backside by Tyler Mesher. Opening a minute 40, second half. First 4 points of the third quarter owned by the Redskins. They lead at 26-25. Ball lobbed to Tyler Siegel 30 feet away. Hand off now to Evan Burning, who walks it toward the timeline. Gives it up to Brandewey. Back to Evan at the elbow on the right. Burning fakes right, goes left. Herky-jerky moving the lane. Nearly walked. Bounce pass baseline right to Austin Siegel. Oh, wow. He goes to work again. Austin Siegel reverse layup. Got it for two more. Woo, he's playing like a young man possessed here tonight.
He's playing really well.
28-25, Fort Loramie by three. Here is Marion Local with the ball. Rethman, left corner, starts to drive into the paint. On a weave to Tangeman. Baseline left, Tyler Mesher. He tries to sink a 17-footer. It curls in and out. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Mesher was open. The ball spun around the iron. Fort Loramie up three. Six straight points to start the second half by Austin Siegel. 5:20 remaining in the third. Braun into Tyler. Tyler Siegel goes opposite to Brandewey. Long, high-arching three-pointer. Hard, no good. Weak side rebound. He is taken by Bruns. Bodies fly all over the place. Up the floor to Rethman. Left corner, Pringer. Hooked away from behind. Here comes Brandewey. Two-on-one with Braun. Great bounce pass. Driving layup is good. No basket. Foul before the shot. 5:04 to go in the third. Redskins off to a fine beginning at the outset of the second half of this game. Defense has been rock solid, denying Marion Local any points so far in nearly 3 minutes. Meanwhile, the Redskins have hammered the ball down inside. Austin Siegel has been the beneficiary of some fine passes. Ball lobbed into midcourt, chased down by Dylan Braun. Fort Loramie up three, 5 minutes to go third quarter, and Dylan Braun's got only 2 points. Straight away, Austin Siegel. Left side pass to Burning, on top to Tyler. Near side to Brandewey. Now Mesher guards Austin Siegel. Near side to Braun. Overplay by Marion Local, which didn't get the steal. And then Braun enters the lane, and he zips a pass at the feet of Tyler Siegel out of bounds. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. 28-25, Fort Loramie by three. Rethman walks it up for Marion Local. Goes left side to teammate Justin Albers. Now to Bruns on the weave. Here's a right corner 17-footer by Tyler Pringer. It's online. It swirled around the rim and came out. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. A foul over the back. Committed by Tyler Mesher of Marion Local. He's picked up a couple early here in the second half. Three team fouls on the Flyers already. None on Fort Laramie. 4:16 to go, third quarter. 28-25 Redskins. Brandewee to Burning, head of the key. Goes back door to Braun. Braun feeds Tyler Siegel in the paint. Up and good. The Redskins have gotten four from point-blank range beneath the rim to start the third quarter. Redskins clicking inside. Timeout Flyers. 4 minutes to go in the third. 30-25 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Always an array of fine new furniture inventory at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go take a look. You'll be pleased. And the furniture is priced to meet your budget's needs. Superb furniture from Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's West Michigan Avenue, Route 47, west of I-75. Go to the website for more savings. Coupons are there. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Well, after the timeout, Marion Local set up shop on the inside for Nathan Bruns. He missed a six-footer. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Here's a steal by Marion Local. Ropping down the floor, Tyler Pringer, and he missed the bunny. It rolled off the iron. The rebound stabbed away out of bounds by the Flyers, who are coming up with empty possession one after another here in the second half.
Well, after hitting that three to end the half, they've been outscored 8-0 here in the third quarter.
3:32 left in this period. Fort Laramie to midcourt. It's Burning over the timeline. Takes right, goes left on a weave to Brandewee. Right down the pike. Brandewee to the rim. Short, no good. He was bothered as he released it. Rebound to Bruns of Marion Local. Quickly down the floor to Pringer right behind him. Pringer hands off to Colin Everman. Bounce pass into the right corner to Bruns. Bruns overshoots, got the rebound back, and rolls off the rim again. There's a lid on it for the Flyers. Rebound Redskins, intercepted by Marion Local. Great heads-up play by Matt Rethman. Feeds a teammate. Here's a drive to the rim. Colin Everman overshoots it. Rebound by Fort Laramie. Pressure in backcourt. Braun over the timeline. 3-on-2 Redskins. Braun darts into the lane. Goes baseline right. Now on top to Brandewee for a triple. Good! Brandewee pops home a long one. And Fort Laramie's opened up an 8-point cushion. 33-25. Big basket by Brandewee.
That's 11-0 run right going.
Rethman ahead of the key for Marion Local. On a weave to Colin Everman. Left side of the floor, Bruns. Picked up by Burning. Bruns is doubled. Good switch off by Roderman. Bruns at the foul line. Looks for help behind him and throws it away. Out of bounds at midcourt. And right now, Fort Laramie's defense has got Marion Local thwarted. They are stymied. Nothing to show for the second half for the Flyers in 6 minutes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're not playing real well right now.
11-zip streak by Fort Laramie in the third stanza. Evan Burning, top of the circle for Fort Laramie, which leads by 8 now, 33-25, following the Brandewee 3. Here's Rosengarten, straight on to Roderman. Burning left wing behind the arc. DeBron straight away. All of this, and Fort Laramie's Dylan Braun has canned just one bucket, 2 points. Roderman 30 feet away. Now Rosengarten between the circles. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Braun on the bounce to Burning. Burning fakes right, goes left. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Behind him to Roderman. Austin Siegel is on the block, low left side. He's been a big weapon here in the second half. Austin Siegel with an outstanding game. Burning 30 feet away, 20 feet away, drives right down the middle. Scores! Burning took Albers to the rim. Evan Burning, two more. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. A minute six to go in the third quarter. On the arc, Pringer for Marion Local. Gives it up to Albers. They feed the post, powering to the rim is Mesher. He's bodied, bumped, and he'll shoot two. The bull, Tyler Mesher, took it right to the cup. Roderman laid a shoulder into it. No, it's called on Braun, his first, the first of this half against the Redskins. Couple free throws, Tyler Mesher, and he pulled the string on it, and Marion Local still stuck at zero.
Yeah, that would not be what you would call a smooth release that time.
Nope, herky-jerky. The Flyers have been shut out for 7 minutes in the third quarter. Second attempt, Tyler Mesher. High archer, strong, no good. Rebound Albers, though. Right back to Mesher in the lane. Shoots to the left, missed it again. Rebound Albers, overshoots. Weak side rebound Roderman. Marion Local cannot buy one. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Marion Local shot it pretty well through the first two quarters, but have not found the range for one made bucket in the second half so far. 35 seconds remaining, third quarter. Siegel straight away. Austin's got it for Fort Loramie. Hangs on, needs help. Dumps it off to Burning, 25 feet out. Now Burning retreats to the timeline with 22 seconds remaining. Redskins will go for one.
Yeah, that's the play. The worst you're going to come out of this is a 10-point lead when you were down three at the half.
The floor is spread out wide open. Burning on the bounce at the Redskins logo. 10, 9. Burning gets a screen from Carter Mesher. Doesn't use it. Steps back from 17. Guns. No good off the flange. Rebound Marion Local. A second remaining. Here's a running one to enter by the Flyers. No good from the head of the key by Matt Rethman. I think it would have counted had it gone in. It didn't. And lo and behold, Marion Local is held scoreless in the third quarter by the well-connected Fort Loramie defense. 35-25 Redskins. We enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Marion Local possession as we start the fourth quarter with the Redskins leading the Flyers by 10. Nathan Bruns goes to work in the post, catches the ball from Rethman, a little half hook, baby hook style, bounced off the rim, no good. Marion Local still scoreless in the second half, and Fort Loramie garners the rebound. That was a shot right there that Nathan Bruns often makes. It hit the rim twice and caromed away. A lid on it right now for the Flyers. Fort Loramie ahead by 10. 35 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Burning between the rings. Dribbles against Albers. Fakes right, goes left. Meets Bruns. Dishes left corner to Rosengarten. Cross court pass to Tyler Siegel. Outside the lane. Motors to the rim. In and out. No good. Rebound volleyballed around. Jerked down by Bruns of Marion Local. Back court to Rethman. Streaks up ahead to Albers. Albers 30 feet out. Now to Matt Rethman between the rings. Left corner, baseline. It's Bruns, goes opposite to the three-point shooter. It is short off the rim by Albers. Over the back, rebounding foul. I think Bruns is nailed.
I'll tell you what, Laramie doing not only doing a great job defensively, but Marion Local not getting those second chance points that they got in the first half.
And the shooting woes for the Marion Local Flyers continue. 6:52 to go in the game, and Marion Local has not notched a point in the entire second half. 13-0 run by the Redskins since the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, they're going to go 1-3-1 now defensively. They're going to try to make Laramie turn the ball a little bit here.
Zone look by the Marion Local Flyers with 6'4 Nick Tangeman manning the point out front in the zone defense. Ball lobbed across court to Burning. Burning tries to rifle one to Rosengarten. Baseline right into the hands, though, of a blue shirt. Steal by Marion Local. Everman gives it up to Bruns in the right corner. Bruns straight away, Tyler Mesher. Nobody from Marion Local feeling confident about shooting now. Bruns is, though. Fadeaway jumper, foul stripe, around the rim and in. And Marion Local needed 9 minutes to break the ice and finally score here in the second half. 35-27, Redskins up 8. Here's Brandewee, cross-court, Devin Burning comes right back to Brandewee. 4 team fouls in Marion Local. Brandewee to Burning. Burning hangs on. Marion Local is defending. Can't do much about it. Redskins playing pitch and catch. A little keep away. Milking the clock. Here's a long cross-court pass. Forced to Dylan Braun. Broken up on the play by Marion Local. Flyers nearly swiped it. Tyler Siegel managed to track it down. And the Redskins get a timeout. Leading by 8 with 5:36 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you tried to send money with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E? Well, it's the newest way to send money comfortably, quickly, and securely to just about anyone you want to. Take advantage of it with U.S. Bank. It is always free for U.S. Bank customers. Money moves directly from one account to another with no stops in between, and payments typically complete in just minutes. Share expenses with roommates. Settle up quickly with friends. Send the gift of money. Try Zelle on the U.S. Bank mobile app or U.S. Bank online banking. 29 branch locations for U.S. Bank in the Western Ohio District. Send money to a person with U.S. Bank online and mobile banking. Fort Laramie passing. Marion Local stealing. Here's a driving layup of the Flyers. It's good. And a foul. Well, Fort Laramie got careless. Out of the timeout, the Redskins passed the ball around leisurely out near midcourt. And a great play by Everman of Marion Local as he swiped it. He made a good pilfer. And he went the other way with a hard driving layup. He was slapped on the arm as he scored. He missed the free throw, however. And there's a great rebound below the rim by Tyler Siegel of Fort Laramie.
Well, so far Laramie has no idea how to attack this 1-3-1. You gotta take it into the seams. You gotta make a move and then look diagonal.
Yep, short corner is open if you can get the ball to the foul line. 4:35 to go in the game. Redskins lead has dwindled to 6. It was 10. Here's Burning out high, 25 feet away. He tries to split a couple defenders, and he gets a knee from Tyler Mesher, who fouls for the third time. That's the team's 5th in this half. Redskins want to get to the 1-1. 4:32 to go. 35-29, Fort Laramie in front. Roderman is going to throw in right in front of the Redskins bench. You can bet the timeout, but Corey Britton was focused on this zone defense of Marion Local. Didn't look like it, though, the way Fort Laramie turned it over right after the break. Deep in the left corner is Burning. Burning is being crowded, no call. Out high to Roderman, back to Burning. Burning goes to Austin Siegel in the lane. Tries to dump it to Tyler, baseline. Batted by Marion Local. Fort Laramie recovers. Flyers bench wants a 3-second call. There's no whistle. Here's a long diagonal pass from out near the timeline by Fort Laramie to the extreme corner of the floor, and it sails well over the head of a Redskin.
They haven't gotten a shot off against this zone the last four. They've got attacked it four times. They haven't gotten a shot off yet.
And with the Flyers' length, this zone is wicked. 3:57 to go in the game. Fort Laramie up six. Redskins have been starved for points. Meanwhile, Marion Local has struck for four in a row. Here's Bruns deep in the left corner. Looks at his head coach, Kurt Guttemiller, who signals timeout for a half minute. 3:46 to go. Redskins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The same fine menu, the same great food at Brookins in Fort Laramie. New ownership and management. Kudos to Carl Arns as he takes the seat previously occupied by Joyce and Dale Barhorst, who ran the ship at Brookins very well for 12 years. Thanks to them for their fine service. It's now Carl Arns' turn, and you can continue to enjoy some roasted chicken, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the Saturday night pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Laramie. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins. Marion Local misses a long three. Fast break by Fort Laramie. Evan Burning down the middle. Dishes to Tyler Siegel for the layup and a foul.
That's how you beat a zone that you're struggling with. Beat them down the floor, shoot a layup.
Right on. Yep, Marion Local after the timeout struggled to get a real good shot, forced up a long one, missed it, and away went Fort Laramie. And Tyler Siegel completes the three-point play. Tyler and Austin have done damage on the inside against the Flyers. Nine-point lead restored, 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Rethman outside the arc to Bruns for Marion Local. Gives it up straight away to Tyler Mesher. Mesher hangs on. Right wing pass to Everman. Everman now to Albers, 25 feet away. 3 minutes left. Run spots up, shoots the three. Hits the back brace, no good. Rebound right corner, Austin Siegel. Big board. Outlet to Burning. Deep right corner, three by Roderman. Swish! He's got it! He's got it! And Fort Laramie stretches the lead to 12.
Again, they beat the zone back. Got a good look from the corner, and Roderman can shoot. He sets his feet. That sucker can shoot it.
Nathan Roderman off the bench. Lobs in a long three ball. He drilled it from the deep right corner. Here's an elbow jump shot by Marion Local. It's good. Pringer connects. Big answer. Timeout Flyers. Redskins lead by 10, 2:28 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Say if you're not sure what to eat and you've got a house full of kids, hey, try Frisch's in Troy. On Mondays in February, kids eat free, 5 to 8. How about that? Frisch's, convenient locations right off the interstate, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. From Alaskan seafood dinners to family value meals and a few choices in between, Frisch's cooks up a meal that answers the question, what's for dinner tonight? All dinner served with fries and a dinner roll, plus an extra side, too. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. The Troy Frisch's lets kids eat free Mondays 5 to 8 in February. Here is Fort Loramie with possession after the timeout. And Nick Randowee's in a jam in the lane. He's hemmed by a couple Flyers players, and alertly, the Redskins get a timeout.
Yeah, they call a timeout. That time after the Marion local timeout, they have pushed that 1-3-1. They were playing it just above the top of the key. Now they push it out almost to midcourt.
We are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. In Rushi, we say hello to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem in Rushi, Ohio, and will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, Fort Loramie, after the timeout, weaves the ball inside low in the block to Dylan Braun, and he goes up from point-blank range, but the shot is plastered out of bounds by Marion local. Fort Loramie inbounds again. Dribbling near midcourt is Evan Burning. It is not off his foot. It's off the foot of Everman of Marion local. Fort Loramie gets a reprieve and still has possession. We're down to a minute 53 to go. Redskins are in the bonus, leading by 10. Burning at midcourt. Marion local with 6 points to show for its second half production. Burning 40 feet away, loops it right corner to Tyler Siegel. Cross court to Dylan Braun. Redskins playing keep away now, almost over and back. Burning saves. He's double teamed, triple teamed. Goes to Brandewee, who's wrapped up out in the arc by Pringer. Brandewee shoots the bonus with the Redskins leading 41-31. A minute 29 to go here in the fourth period. The Jewelry Barn, about which I spoke a moment ago, was established in 2011. Jolene Renderly, the shop owner at the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi, is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair, qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn, great custom jewelry. The price is just right. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Well, Nick Brandewee calmly dropped in 2 free throws, and he's had a good game starting the night for Fort Loramie. Off the bench, Rotterman, a big three. The Seagulls have been splendid. All of that said, Dylan Braun, just 2 points. And Fort Loramie's up by 10, 43-33, with a minute 14 to go in the fourth quarter. But Marion local just missed a free throw.
Yeah, they had the basket. Tyler Mesher hit the shot, but then he missed his free throw on the three-point play.
Tyler Mesher tried to convert a three-point play as the Flyers hammered the ball down inside. Fort Loramie unwise to foul and give him the three-point chance. He did not connect. His two-pointer cut the Fort Loramie lead from 12 to 10. Foul shot was no good. Redskins got the rebound. Tyler Siegel had a defender on his back. He's at the stripe with the one and one, and he drops it home. Redskins continue to be sharp at the stripe. Not many chances, but they have been on the money all evening. Siegel with two more.
5 for 5 here in the fourth quarter.
That means victory usually. A minute to go in the game. Redskins up by 12 again, 45-33. Top of the circle, Tyler Mesher. Deep left corner, Albers. Long three-pointer, hard, no good. Weak side rebound by Bruns. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 57.1 to go.
This is a nice win for Fort Loramie.
It sure is. Defense has been sterling, rock solid. 8 points for Marion local in the second half. Overplay by Burning and a steal. All the way down the court, up and good. Burning swiped it, took it the last 60 feet. 14-point game now. 43 seconds left. Here's Albers, top of the circle. Good defense by Braun. And Braun got in his path. It is not a blocking foul. Steps before contact. A travel against the Flyers, who have come up all thumbs in the final two quarters. I don't know how else you say it, Chuck.
Well, I think it's a combination of the defense and the fact that they have not shot the ball well in the second half.
You're right. Marion Local has been off target the final two quarters, to say the least. 47-33 Redskins, 41 ticks to go. And fans are leaving the Fort Loramie Gym.
They want to get out there to that beautiful cold weather.
Sellout crowd, parking spaces few and far between. People wanting to get to their cars quickly. Here's a drive by Fort Loramie, a pass on the arc, out of bounds.
Well, Marion subbed five, and they've got all subs in the basketball game right now.
And here comes Fort Loramie with five new ones for the final 28.7. And the Redskin crowd whoops it up. Stellar triumph tonight for Fort Loramie here at home, trailing 25-22 at the half. A seven-point run by Marion Local in the second quarter. And the Redskins have held the Flyers to a measly 8 points in the second half. Marion Local down to 16 seconds to go. Here's a duck under shovel shot. Scored! Wow, Jack Beening in off the bench made a circus shot. Marion Local's had 10 or 12 much easier basket attempts here in the second half than that one. But Beenings goes down. Fort Loramie runs out the final few seconds, and it's over. The biggest lead for Fort Loramie tonight was 14. The Redskins win it by 12. Who would have thought that with Marion Local leading by three at the half, this game would terminate in this fashion? The Redskins win it by a dozen. We thought it would take 50 to win it, almost did. And Fort Loramie tallies 47, but the great defense by the Redskins tonight, which really suffocated Marion Local in the second half, proves to be the major difference as the Redskins limit Marion Local to 35 on the night, 10 in the entire second half. Now, Marion Local has had droughts like that in recent weeks, winning very close, low-scoring games against Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta. Tonight, Fort Loramie's defense blanketed Marion Local over the final two quarters, and the Redskins subdue the Flyers 47-35. All of that done with Dylan Braun, Chuck, scoring, what, just one field goal?
Yeah, he had a field goal to start, pretty much to start the game.
Amazing. Well, that shows you how well-balanced this Redskins team can be. If you had doubts about it, you've been proven wrong here tonight.
Well, and the nice part about it is you don't need to score a lot of points if you hold the other team to 35.
Exactly. We'll return to wrap it up in just a moment. Chuck, let's take a moment's break. Fort Loramie 47, Marion Local 35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins get it done with dynamite defense over the final two quarters. Marion Local scores a scant 10 points. And until that last two-pointer by Jack Beening off the bench in the final 10 seconds, Marion Local had been stifled with only 8 in the entire second half. I don't think the Flyers scored a point, did they, in the third quarter?
No, I don't know if I've ever seen a team as good as Marion Local not scoring a quarter.
That's how good the Redskins defense can be. We've liked it all year long. It is extremely well connected, and it was at its best. Best D of the season tonight for Fort Loramie in limiting Marion Local to 35. The Flyers coming off a 70-point outing last night against Minster. And tonight, Marion Local scores exactly 50% of that total, only 35. How in the world do you explain it?
Well, you don't explain it. You just take it and you move on to your next game.
Let's take a look at the numbers, Chuck. I'm amazed at the job Fort Loramie did on the interior in this game.
Well, I mean, they ended up getting out-rebounded 9-2 offensively, but they had the rebounding advantage 26-23. They turned it over 9 times. Marion turned it over 7. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by Nathan Bronze with 11, and then Tyler Mesher had 10. On the other side, 3 in double figures for the Redskins. Tyler Siegel had 13. Austin Siegel had 10. Evan Burning had 10. And my Clancy's players of the game tonight are Austin Siegel for the Redskins and Tyler Mesher for Marion Local.
Well done. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the road gets no easier for these two clubs. Fort Loramie winning tonight over Marion Local by a dozen, 47-35. Now takes on Jackson Center next Friday here, Anna next Saturday here, and then at Rushi on the road on the 16th of February to close out the regular season in the Shelby County League.
Right.
And if the Redskins can go 3-0 in those three league games, they will be outright SCL champs for 2018.
Well, it looks, sounds to me like we're going to be following the Redskins here for the next three games.
Fort Loramie now 17-1 on the year. 7-1, of course, still in the Shelby County League. Marion Local 12-4 on the campaign. Still 5-0 in the MAC. Marion Local has got a double road weekend coming up on February 9th and 10th at Delphi St. John's at Spencerville. And then they have a Monday makeup game on February the 12th. That's 1 week from this Monday at home against Versailles. That game was postponed a few weeks ago the night.
We had the snow, yeah.
Yeah, the night Fort Loramie Anna was postponed for the second time this year. And then Marion Local closes out the campaign. Home with Rushi on the 17th of February, home with Coldwater on the 23rd of February. Of course, St. Henry is in the Marion Local District. Minster is in the Marion Local District. Fort Recovery is as well, I think, unless maybe Fort Recovery is D3. I'll have to double-check that.
You sit and you watch Marion Local, and we've only had one look at them, so it's hard to judge. There is no way this team beats St. Henry by 37 points.
No, it's an oxymoron, and we're going to talk to Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton about it. He is media side here at the Fort Loramie High School gym. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, victorious tonight, 47-35 over Marion Local. What did you tell your club at the half, Corey, as Marion Local came out and was stifled by your club's defense? No points for the Flyers in the entire third period. Explain that.
We just talked about trusting one another. I don't know how well we played together in the first half. I thought we were doing some things individually, and our motto is everyone together. And if we get everyone together on the same page, We feel pretty confident that we can be a good basketball team. And the second half, defensively, offensively, everyone was in sync. Everyone was together. We did a great job of sharing the basketball, and we rebounded. I mean, we kept them off the glass, which is huge.
Austin and Tyler Siegel were blockbusters on the inside. Austin's best game of the season, maybe his career. He was really strong on the glass, powered to the rim, unstoppable down low.
He was really good tonight. I mean, he's starting to get his basketball legs. It took him a little while, but tell you what, better late than ever because he's a big piece to us. And in the last 2 years, I think he's sort of been the unsung hero in our tournament run, or especially last year. When he's playing pretty well, and he's our rock. He keeps everybody together. I mean, he's our glue. He does a great job of just getting everybody in the right places and calling people down. Austin's a huge piece of us. I was really happy for him tonight.
Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, our guest following tonight's Redskins victory, 47-35 over Marion Local. Got a tough question for you. Want you to be honest. If I had told you at 7 o'clock that Dylan Braun would score 2 points tonight, what would your thoughts about the upcoming game have been at 7? What was the percentage chance of winning?
I mean, to be honest, it just goes back to trusting one another and getting it done. I mean, there's going to be nights where he got a lot of attention out there tonight, and that opens up other people, and we think we have weapons and spots that can help us. I mean, Nate Roderman came back for the first time tonight. Evan played really well. Tyler and Austin were together. Eli gave us great minutes. Carter Mesher came in and gave us fantastic minutes in the second, the fourth, and in the third quarter. So, I mean, we got pieces. I mean, we just got to trust our teammates and keep playing. And then I thought Dylan played exceptional in the second half. He didn't force anything. He shared the basketball defensively. He was solid all night long, and that was huge. So, I mean, there's so much more to this game than scoring the basketball.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, 6'6", Nathan Brunt was guarding him and burning most of the night. Marion Local is so big, rangy, a lot of length. Tough to get open looks from the outside, but when Nick Brandewee and Nathan Roderman had an open look each, they stuck it in from long range. Big confidence builders for those two young men.
Yeah, I mean, those two have been through the fire. Nick started a lot of games as a freshman last year and did a really, really nice job for us. And Nate was a big part of us last year, and he sort of hurt his ankle down the stretch and sort of got out of the rotation. But tell you what, those two are big pieces to our puzzle, and we're excited about the way that we're playing right now.
A burning good defense on Brunt. Yeah,
I don't know if there's a whole lot of better people defensively right now in our area than Evan Burning.
Yeah,
and I understand I'm extremely biased, but he guards the best of the best. I mean, he's exceptional defensively.
Yeah, minus 4 inches in height against Brunt tonight, and he stood toe to toe, shoulder to shoulder with him, and snuffed him out the last 2.5 quarters.
He did. He was sensational.
Well, Corey, thank you.
Thank
you so much, and we will see the Fort Loramie Redskins again for 2 games next weekend right here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Hey, you like the confines of this place, don't you?
Hey, two more. We got two more games to try to finish up 11-0 at home. That's always a goal. So, but we got to get ready for Jackson. They're playing really well right now. I heard they're beating Minster tonight at one point.
It's a pesky club, Jackson Center Tigers.
Yeah, they're playing real well right now. Thank you.
Never count them out. Coached by Scott Elkert. Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, and I liked his responses, Chuck. This Fort Loramie team is so well connected. That's because they do trust each other. Each young man fills out his responsibilities, and this club is experienced. They've played together a long time, and they show it.
Well, and something else that I think they might have won tonight was the unofficial MAC championship.
You're right.
They beat everybody at the top.
Oh, well, yeah. They should have asked Corey about that. You're right. Beat St. Henry easily at St. Henry.
Beat for sales.
Beat for sales and OT. Beat Marion Local here.
Beat Minster.
Beat Minster here. Wow. You're right. 4-0 against the MAC.
Against the cream of the MAC.
You're right. The cream of the top in the MAC. And Fort Loramie has thumped them all, 4-0 record. Very good observation. A lot of fun tonight. Great day this afternoon. The Botkins girls were beaten by Anna 40-20. We covered that game for you. First time we'd seen those two ladies' teams all season long. And tonight we've got the Fort Loramie Redskins beating Marion Local. It was a game for a half. In fact, at one point in the second quarter, the Flyers reeled off 7 in a row to take a 4-point lead, 20-16. 20-16, Marion Local late in the second. And from that point on, the Redskins outscored the Flyers by 16 points the rest of the way.
Well, I mean, one place where they're going to look, but it's when you're playing your team on Saturday night, that 1-3-1, the length, the way they play that, and you had a walkthrough today
right.
to get ready for that. Now, with Houston last night, there's a good chance that they spent a little more time on Marion Local than they normally would on a non-league Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But they still didn't prepare like they would if it was a league game.
No.
So
no.
I thought after they turned it four straight times, they really started attacking it well.
And thankfully, the defense for the Redskins was so good at Marion Local was getting a goose egg at the other end.
Yeah, it didn't really matter.
But this Flyers team is very dangerous, and we saw why in the first two quarters. Bruns getting a third foul really hurt. In fact, I thought he played differently when he picked up number two.
Well, he gave a couple of layups up on the inside that he normally would have contested.
Right. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And at the Troy Frisch's, children eat free from 5 to 8. At the Troy Frisch's on Mondays in the month of February. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the in-between just south of Botkins. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Check out facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. That's facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO. For the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., plus in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, we continue our discussion here in the postgame about the Redskins not only having a shot at winning the Shelby County League, but being unbeaten in the MAC this year with a 5-0 record. Big triumphs by the Redskins over the likes of St. Henry, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and tonight, Marion Local. How about that? Fort Recovery, six, I'm sorry. Six, is there a seventh? Do I hear number seven? Oh, what a night here at the Redskins gym. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks so much to Ron Mooney, who's our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, our final score earlier today on scorersbroadcast.com. Anna over Botkins 40-20 right here at the Fort Loramie gym this afternoon. The Redskins girls team under head coach Carla Siegel wrapped up the Shelby County League Championship by beating Jackson Center. Here tonight at Fort Loramie, Jack Kramer reporting for the final time. The Redskins turn back Marion Local by 12. Final tally, 47-35. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.